Today, the Employers Council is hosting a summit. It's called Transforming Our Future, How Modernizing Government Services is Key to Our Prosperity. Pedro Antunes is the chief economist with the Conference Board of Canada. Now, he's in the city for the summit. He and Richard Alexander, who, as I mentioned a little earlier, he's the executive director of the Employers Council. Both gentlemen join us live in studio this morning. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming on in to the VOCM Morning Show. Pedro, I'll start with you. Your keynote speech is on the reality of Newfoundland and Labrador's continued fiscal crisis. So how would you best describe that reality?
Well, I think the situation is one that's really unsustainable. We're looking at a plan that we really haven't seen being executed since the collapse in oil prices back in 2014. Essentially, the province has continued to grow its problem in both deficits and the debt load. And the situation now is one where the interest payments are eating up so much of the government's ability to fund programs that it does need a credible plan going forward to turn this around.
And we had a guest here previously who said that a plan that's not written down is a prayer. And that was Larry Short.
Yeah. So, Mr. Antunes, what advice would you give to somebody? We're getting ready to have a new premier of the province in a couple of months where we're not quite sure who it is. Nobody's even put their name forward. Mm-hmm. But they've got a big financial task ahead of them. And, while the deficit and debt was pretty bad when the Liberals took over in 2015, we haven't really gotten that much better. I mean, the debt has grown. Mm-hmm. The deficit has changed somewhat.
So how do we get out of the mess that we're in?
Well, I do think that when we look at the prospects, the longer-term prospects for the province, they're pretty good, really. We are seeing oil production continuing to ramp up. We are hopeful, even though we may take a hit near-term on prices, we are hopeful that we'll see better prices in the long-term. So I think the revenue side of the equation is not bad. It's really on the expenditure side. I mean, we saw as royalties ramped up, in the mid 2010s or so, expenditures really ramped up just as quickly. And this is where we're off kilter. We need to see those expenditures come down. I know that the province is one that, there's a lot of rural communities. It's widespread. It's not a lot of density
the
geography in this province. But nonetheless, when we look at the costs of delivering services in comparison to other regions across Canada, where they suffer kind of the same difficulties, Newfoundland is by far way above the rest on that. So there are ways to deliver more efficiently, and I think the province does have to look at healthcare, does have to look at education. Those are huge pieces.
Why does it cost us more?
Well, this is a situation that's, when you look at healthcare, for example, and you look specifically at hospitals, there's a lot of hospitals in rural parts of Newfoundland where, I don't know that we can afford to keep those facilities going. Same thing with educational facilities. When we look at those pieces, there is really a commitment, a difficulty in delivering those given the economic situation. Not to mention the fact that in many parts of the province we're seeing, in the province as a whole, we're seeing population declines, but in many rural parts of Newfoundland, we're seeing very steep declines in the demographic.
Closing hospitals, though, how do you actually do that when you have a population there that's, going to chain themselves to this building, I would imagine, to keep it open?
Or not elect you.
Right. Well,
this is why I'm an economist and not a politician. I think it is a really tough task at hand. But I really do think that there may be other ways to deliver some of these. And it's not just hospitals and education, but also on public administration. There's another piece where Newfoundland and Labrador has more people employed in provincial public administration, this is outside of healthcare, education, social services, than in other parts of the country. So there's, I think, opportunity here in the sense that there are other places that do deliver healthcare, education, and public administration services at cheaper costs.
Richard Alexander, I got to bring you into this. I'm hearing a lot of similar things from Mr. Antunes as I've heard from you. Why is it important to bring in an outside perspective?
Well, I think that it's just reinforcing what the people of the province know. I mean, we've been through, we're in a situation right now in the province where last year, if you take out the Atlantic Accord money, we ran a deficit of well over $900 million. Projection is we're going to run a deficit again of close to $1 billion this year. We're back to the days of running billion-dollar deficits, and that causes a lot of doom and gloom in the province. The business community cares about the province. We want to see a change in the conversation. We have an opportunity now with a new premier coming in, potential election in the next year. There's an opportunity for us to change the conversation and get a credible plan. Because up to this point, the situation, the fiscal crisis that the province is in, has been presented as two options. Either we slash and burn the public sector and destroy services for areas of the province, or we continue to borrow and put our province into bankruptcy. What we'd like to have a conversation about is, where's the middle ground in that? Can we find some middle ground to say that, look, neither one of those options is suitable for us? So let's have a conversation now with a new premier coming in, potentially election, and let's ask all our political parties to put together a credible plan that's going to bring us out of this situation once and for all.
Moving from a prayer to a plan, just quickly now, we're up against the clock. Are there going to be politicians at this summit today where you're going to actually be able to have this conversation?
No, what we're doing is we're trying to engage the business community.
Okay.
To say, look, we need to push forward with this, right? Support our politicians.
Mr. Antunes, how close are we to bankruptcy in this province? Because the word has been put out there that it's like this and like a similar situation that Saskatchewan experienced in the 1990s.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say bankruptcy, but part of the reason the province can continue to kind of manage the situation is because interest rates are so low. So we're susceptible to, at some point in the future, interest rates coming up. This is a real problem for the province. The other thing is, essentially the royalty revenues are such a big piece of the pie that we're very susceptible to that. So it's really a question of getting things to be more manageable, so you have a little more room to maneuver in case there are other problems in the near future, essentially.
Thanks very much.
Pedro Antunes, Chief Economist of the Conference Board of Canada, and of course the Executive Director of the Employers Council, Richard Alexander. I thank you both for joining us for this lively conversation.